So, good morning. It's, I just looked at it. It's 9:08 a.m. on Monday, October the 30th, 2019. September the 30th, 2019. October. Got October on the brain. October's just around the corner. It's a beautiful morning. It is gorgeous. It is simply gorgeous. It was barely 50 when I got up, but it's in the middle 50s now. I'm actually glad I waited a little bit just because it gave me a chance to wake up kind of and get the day underway here in terms of warming up the atmosphere a bit. It's a beautiful blue sky day. Fall is definitely in here. And Benny parked here beside the road. It's been there the last few days. They're going to have to move it soon. The city will get after them. You're not supposed to park them on the street and leave them there for more than, I think it's 3 days. I'm not sure. You can park them in your yard, but they have to be behind a fence. I'm not exactly sure what brainchild that's from, but the RV storage places love it because then you have to go. They don't have a yard you can get your RV in the back of, then you gotta take it to someplace and park it. So there are a few of them that are around that they don't have any connections, they just take them there and park them. Breezy. Breeze coming up a little bit since I started. It was breezy when I watered, so I picked up a lot since I started 25, 30 minutes ago. It was a little bit, but now there's more. I don't really have anything to talk about today. There's a lot of crap floating around. I don't really want to play games with crap today. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. Don't really want to have anything to do with it. A little bit of cloudiness showing up off to the east now. Might have been there before. I had my back to it, didn't see it. Who knows? I don't know. So what I am thinking about is Cape Grace, and what do I need to do in order to get this thing done? I need to get it done so I can send it to Karen, and I can nudge Jesse's elbow to get the covers back. This is the last day of October. Shoot, is it really? It is indeed. It is indeed. Which means I gotta put together a blog post. And admit that I have not yet finished Cape Grace. Oh dear. Focus is really shot. I don't know quite what the problem is. Well, I do know what one major component of the problem is. It has to do with Sifwa. It's taking up way too much of it. Having a hard time compartmentalizing it. I compartmentalize so well in other areas, and this one just isn't working. Stacy Suninga, Gritty Sink at Large, Daniel Reyes, School Board. Oh, so many calls I should make. I should make a list of the calls that I have to make. I have to call an electrician. I need to pick up the new smoke detectors. I need to call the furnace company because I think I owe them money. And a contract that I have now lost, so I have to call them and find out what's going on. Tomorrow's October 1st. I can book my checkup for November. I think. October's going to be a busy month. I've got the Boulder Writers Association on the 16th, and then the 18th through the 20th, I've got to go down and do Mile High Con, which I was looking forward to, actually. Second floor going up. wood frame construction. Very odd. Yeah, I don't see those very often anymore. I don't see it very often anymore, let's put it that way. Okay, coming up on it. Get ready. Stick with me. Most post. This place, there's a lot of clouds now off to the east. I didn't think they were there earlier. Atmosphere warming up, causing a little instability where there's moisture to be raised. I do not have the metronome going this morning. I'm just sort of poking along. Eleven minutes at the half. So I finished the first book, Chris Hechtel's New Dawn, The Wandering Engineer series. It's a 7-book series. I finished book one. It just goes to show that a good story can pull even me. I'm a pretty critical reader. A good story can pull me past the technical issues, the misformed pages, the improperly denoted dialogue, the verb problems, the typos. It can pull me in. I finished the book and immediately bought book two and started reading it last night. Oh, that's one of my problems. I was trying to think of, why am I so scattered? Why am I so foggy? I mentioned yesterday I had a bad case of brain fog. I've got it. I still got it today. Not that you still really want to stick in my brain pan. Just sort of comes in one side and drizzle down my ears. It doesn't seem to want to stay. Last night was a crappy night. I went to bed early. I went to bed at 9 o'clock. I was awake again at 3. And at 4. And at 5 I gave up. So it's 9 o'clock, it's after. It was like 9:15. Almost 9:30. I've been up 4 hours. I gotta make a grocery run. So post may be delayed if I get home and find my wife is up, and it's likely that she will be by now. I gotta make a grocery run. I got some prescriptions that I gotta pick up. Some necessary medications, as they say. I want to pick up something to fix for dinner. Maybe something I could throw on the grill. Perhaps a slice of salmon or something. It's just two of us for dinner tonight. I have 3 tomorrow, so I can get something I can do 3 of. Blue Jays. Having a conversation about territory, I think. Mine. No, mine. Yes, no, mine. No, mine. I'm still hanging in with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know exactly why, other than there's a certain inertia where, well, I don't want to give up because I'm sort of close to the end now. I still have most of this season, and I think there's one more after it. They're in their time travel adventure, for those who've already been through it. I don't. It's one of the problems, I think, with having a long-running series, is that the writers have to come up with something new each season to be their arc. So they have a seasonal arc, and it has to fit within the framework of the program, and each of the individual episodes has to fit in that arc somehow, and yet still be a complete and satisfying story. Well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't really care about being a complete story. They care about it being a serial, and so they always throw a little cliffhanger bump at the end, which is kind of a pain in the ass, but it's not like I couldn't just mainline it if I wanted to. I couldn't just binge watch because I've got all the episodes. I just have to keep hitting play. But after one episode, rarely two, but usually after one episode, I'm thinking, okay, I got better things to do than watch another episode right now. I'll save it for tomorrow. It looks like my lawn guy. It is working on a Saturday. That's a good work. I gotta give it to him. For what I'm paying him, it better be doing good work, but I'm really, it's worth it to me not to have to argue with my wife over whether or not the lawn needs mowing. I'm trying to fit it into a schedule where I'm not gonna wake somebody up or be broiled in the yard while I'm trying to do the yard work. Or do it in the dark at night, which is not that much cooler in the heat of the summer. So I pay these guys to take the pain. I did do the treadmill last night. If this is the last day of the month, I need to add up my hours. I missed a few this month because of the convention and because of the bum knee. Little breeze, a little cooler. It's probably up to 65 now, but it's still very pleasant morning out. And 20 minutes, oh dear. Well, I'm coming up on the back gate. That point where I get to say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.